Hi guys, my name is Alexa. I have a chronic illness and I lost everything until 3 days ago for months. When I say everything is I couldn't sit on a chair. I had to sit on the floor. I had to eat on the floor. I had to drink on the floor. When my helpers were here 4 hours per day and they gave me food because I couldn't get the food. I can't get still a glass of water. But the worst for me is I had nothing to do because I couldn't paint. I'm a painter. And I couldn't do anything but watch TV. And I don't like much watching TV, it disturbs me. And I had just to lie down, stare at the ceiling, beg for mercy, shake, and wonder why, what's life trying to teach me. And I found that, do you know when you lose your keys and you're about to go out and then you start to lose and you get very despaired and you start looking in the corner of your bed, in the corner of the sofa, underneath the fridge, under the stove, and until you find them in your pocket? So, basically, it took me 42 years to find myself in me, to realize that I can lose everything, but I cannot lose myself. And all decisions I let other people take for me, every judgment that I hear, every behavior that I try to adjust to please other people will only affect me. So, and I don't want to hurt me. I don't want to, because I'm here for myself. And because when I look, I always have a picture of myself as a child, and I look at that child and I think this girl has been through so much that I have to honor her. And I think a lot of you can relate to this. So, you are always there for yourself. No matter if you think that you aren't. And what made me realize this was Brian's song. Brian made a song for me. Who is Brian? Brian's a very cool dude and a very good singer and composer. I put his link somewhere because I don't know how to use TikTok very well because I'm old. So, but in his song, he writes, he puts in a nutshell all the teachings that it took me lots of struggle to get to this point. But it's beautiful when you see, it's very beautiful when you hear the all the teachings that you just learned and that you've just been through. Because now I have my medicines adjusted, so it's not a miracle that I'm sitting on a chair and I am not leaning. And I'm not eating on the floor. So I don't know if it will happen again because I have a chronic illness that doesn't have a cure. And it's progressive. But for now, I'm okay. And I'm proud. I'm proud of myself for surviving and overcoming what I've been through and all alone. But because I will always be here for myself.